What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. As a nerd, I feel like I ask a lot of questions. I want to know what happens to characters outside of the films I watch, what the backstories of my favorite Overwatch or Valorant characters are. I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions that maybe don't always have simple answers or simple follow-ups or simple instructions. How do I beat this level? Well, here's this game guide. Ooh, that seems complicated. I could try and follow these steps. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It comes up a lot in things like Pokemon. Where do I find this Pokemon? Well, you have to go here, but then you have to use Surf. You have to do all these things. I feel like there are moments in our walk with God where we don't always have the simple answers. But I think there are moments where we do. One of the great examples for me is a discussion in John 21. Is a discussion between Peter and Jesus. This is John 21, 15 through 17. And it starts with, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' And he said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him a third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" It was real simple. Jesus really, it's just three words. It's just three words that Jesus wants Peter to follow, that he wants him to do. But he says it three times. He wants Peter to remember this. And I think he wants us to remember it. He wants to impress upon us how important it is as Christians, and for Peter at the time, to feed his sheep, to tend the flock. It's something Jesus places on us as people who are now believers as part of what we go forward doing. We tend the flock. We feed the sheep. We go out and we interact with God's creation and God's creatures in a way that supports them and protects them and raises them up and feeds them. I think it's something we struggle to do sometimes. I know I do. It's something I'm really not good at, is feeding his sheep. But Jesus, he's pretty straightforward about the whole thing. He says it three times because it's important, but he keeps it very simple. Feed my sheep. I challenge y'all to follow those words. It's something I want to do differently in my life. I think it's something a lot of us, and I mean that very broadly, can do differently in our lives, is spending more of our time, more of our effort, more of our energy that we use a lot of places, more of our energy that we could be using to feed a sheep. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, you can check out the full show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Ryan, and remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.